I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. You're about to hear one of our three last shows of 2025 as we head towards the festive period. I have to admit that I've done something again that's a bit of a mistake, and it's made me question my own ability to look after things. I have lost my second pair of wireless headphones in, I think, maybe 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
So I bought some ones that I liked and I had them for ages on a good run, like Bluetooth ones. You know, keep in a little pocket, a box thing. Lost them, don't know where they went. So I bought some new ones, did the thing where you go onto your Amazon and order again, ordered the same pair, and then I've lost them within literally 3 days.
I reckon that I know where they are.
Really?
Yeah.
I've looked literally everywhere. And it's, you know, when you lose something to the point where it makes you doubt yourself, like I'm doubting myself now. Like, is it beyond my ability to look after stuff properly? Where do you think they are?
I've been around you for so long and have seen you find things that you've lost.
Yeah.
Generally after you've bought a replacement.
That has happened a lot. That's very true.
And it will generally be something like along the lines of, oh, by the way, I found that XYZ that I lost. Turns out all along it was at the bottom of the bag. It was in a little pocket. I didn't look in properly. Or, oh, by the way, found XYZ. It was in a big coat pocket that I forgot that I wore.
Well, that's a very good point. That is because I had a huge thing a little while ago. I think I probably bored you guys with this, but I lost my wallet, and I never lose my wallet. Yeah? I never lose it. And I lost it, and I was like, this is really bad. Am I starting to lose my marbles or whatever? And it did turn up. It turned up in the black hole of Calcutta that I call the dark area underneath where everyone keeps their coats in our hallway, and it was on the floor in there.
My money would be there's a coat pocket you haven't checked yet.
Yeah, because I do like to have a few different coats, do you know what I mean? Just call me Mark Morrison. I've got a few different coats going on. Where's one for the kids? But here's a thought process, though, that I am working through at the moment. Whilst this thing is still lost, and Katie, my other half, has made me very much aware that I'm kind of 2 and 2 with this kind of thing.
Was going to ask the question whether she was aware that you have lost it.
She is aware of it. Yes, we have had a chat about this over the weekend. I think I might have to go back to good old-fashioned wired headphones. Because it's a little bit like having your mittens on string on the end of your sleeves. Because I can't, you know, you can't lose your headphones then, can you? Do you know what I mean? They're wired to your actual phone.
Interestingly, had a clear out at the weekend. I've not got rid yet, but I have found some wired headphones. And I was going to chuck them, saying, oh, dead tech, who uses these days?
Yeah.
If you'd like them, I can bring them.
Look, I'll step backwards to 2001 and I'll happily take them. Thank you very much.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
I'm somewhat paranoid about my pigs in blankets. I am doing Christmas dinner for my side of the family for the first time in a long time this Christmas. And I've bought 40 pigs in blankets.
Okay, what have you got? 4 people?
No, there's 10 of us.
Okay, so I mean, I'm no Bamba Gascoigne, but that's what, 4 sausages per person?
It's 4 pigs in blanket each, which I thought was going to be enough, but my wife is now saying to me that's nowhere near enough, and it's cast doubt in my mind, and I thought I would ask the team.
Well, I mean, as it should do, because I think straight off the bat, I mentioned this to Ben a bit earlier on when we were teasing the show tonight, 6. It's got to be 6 per person. If I'm thinking about how many pigs in blankets, which, let's be honest, it's the star of Christmas lunch.
It is the star of lunch.
I'm not having anyone saying, oh, I love the sprouts more, whatever. You don't. It's the pigs in blankets.
But not everybody is going to have 4, are they? Some are going to have less. Some are going to want to have more.
I know, but you don't want to be the person that's hosting Christmas lunch and then to be running that fine a margin. It's a little bit like one of them airlines, we'll name no names, who oversell flights hoping that some people are going to cancel.
But surely that is the tax of the host, that the host is not going to go, like, wanting for pigs in blankets.
What do you mean?
Well, surely no one's going to sort of, like, leave my plate devoid of pigs in blankets when I'm the one that's slaved over the meal.
No, I think you'll be the one that ends up having to give yours out because you haven't planned ahead properly enough and bought as many pigs in blankets as you should do.
My thought is, could we? Is there sort of like a home time index, a pigs in blanket index that we can devise? We love a good formula on this show.
A pig index. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're thinking per head. What is the correct amount per head? Because you don't want that situation, and I think rightly so, where you've got loads of food left over, because that's a bit gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You want to hit this right and not overdo it, but then again, you want people wanting on the big day.
Here are the facts. 10 people eating. I've bought 40. What do I need to do? Your opinion, please. Tom says, Richie, I'm not sure if you guys will be on my side. The correct number of pigs in blankets is 10, or at a push more. The number, however, I'll be allowed by my wife is 2, so go figure.
So she's trying to keep a lid on. I mean, 10 is too many. 10's kind of...
10 is...
Can you OD? There's a chance you might need an EpiPen or something.
I'd say that is gluttonous, Tom.
Pulp Fiction all over again. Darren in Plymouth says, my wife does full-size butcher's sausages.
Oh, wow.
With a full rasher of streaky bacon around the midriff. We have 12 round for Christmas lunch this year, and she's prepped 3 dozen pigs in blankets. Might not be enough. Best of Christmas to the team. Thank you so much. But, I don't know. There's another side of this argument, which are those jumbo ones.
Yeah.
We don't mean the jumbo ones, right?
No.
Because that would... I feel like if you had that many, then it might put me off sausages for the rest of my life.
I'm talking in pigs in blankets that are about this long.
Yeah, 6 inches.
Some advice from the trade here. Rich is head chef and the landlord of the new inn in Kidmore End and says it depends if your PIBs, obviously what they call them in the trade, are cocktail sausages or chipolatas. 4 for the chips, 6 if cocktail.
Oh, wow, OK, that's pretty cool. I mean, there's a couple of people mentioning the chef's tax as well, where you will eat them as you're making them.
Yes.
But I don't think you've got enough of a buffer zone there to eat whilst you make, if it's 4 ahead. Do you know what I mean? Who are they coming off? Right, there's a lot of people getting in touch about this. A lot of people want to talk to you specifically about this, Richie, to give you advice. Sam is on the line. Sam, take it away. You're on home time. What do you want to say to Richie?
4, Richie, is the absolute bare minimum I would expect on a Christmas dinner. You do not want this Christmas 2025 to go down the era you were stingy with the pigs in blankets. Come on, man. Get some extra ones in there. Six at least should be there. And you serve them up. You give everybody 6. If they want more or less, they swap it out between them. You've done your duty and you provided them 6.
Very good advice. Well, one thing I would say is that Richie was saying earlier on that you felt that your 4, you're going 4 per head, your 4 on your plate would be ring-fenced safe.
Yes.
But I think they would be, if people wanted more, they would have to come off Richie, the host's plate, wouldn't they, Sam?
Absolutely, yeah. You ain't provided enough, it's your duty to provide enough.
I tell you what has been a dagger to the heart is the concept of being remembered as the person who was stingy at Christmas. And knowing what my family are like, they have memories like elephants, and it would never be forgotten.
It'd be like Beckham getting sent off in the World Cup.
Brought up all the time.
Yeah, same here. 1 year I forgot to do the stuffing. Not been forgotten about.
Listen, good advice. Good to speak to you, Sam. Take care.
I'm trying to remember if I bought stuffing. Go for the foot-long pig in blanket, says this text. I've looked this up. Asda are doing foot-long pigs in blankets. They're absolutely massive.
It's like a dinner lady's arm. You don't want one of them on Christmas, do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that. I feel we're getting very close to an ick with this thing. Do you
imagine
know what I mean?
Carving a pig in blanket?
Oh, well, slicing it off.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a German... I bet Germans do that at Christmas.
They might do.
They love sausages and stuff, don't they?
They win Christmas.
Well, there you go. But we won the game on Christmas Day, though, I think.
That's a good point.
Actually, did we win it?
I'm not sure. I have to watch the film.
It bounced off the line.
My plans for the Christmas meal that I'm doing for my side of the family are falling apart on the show this evening. My plan of having 4 pigs in blankets per person is being roundly booed. Maybe Jane will be different. What do you guys do?
We seem to make more and more every year because my husband and I love them, and we literally eat them for like 2 weeks after Christmas. Yeah, I think last year we did 140.
For the two of you?
My son doesn't like them, so...
Wow, so that's just to confirm, in case, you know, it's a bit of a bad lie, maybe we've misheard what you said. You had 140. 140 between the two of you last Christmas.
Yeah.
To clarify, that's not 70 apiece on Christmas Day, is it?
No, we probably have about 30 each on Christmas Day, and then we have 4 on Boxing Day.
Small steps, baby steps.
Literally two weeks worth, yeah.
So you're listening to this tonight then on home time, and Richie's talking about four per head. What do you think about that?
I said, that's quite. It's too stingy. I'd be gutted if I was a guest.
Right. Okay. Let's draw a line here. After speaking to Sam earlier and now here, this I'm going to buy some more on the way home tonight.
30 each.
So on the way home tonight, buying more pigs in blankets. Don't worry, guys. Don't panic. And also, if you've been listening earlier, I've checked the receipt of the delivery from yesterday, and I have ordered stuffing. So I'm not that bad.
It's all a knife's edge, though. If you can get it sorted this evening, then you're going to be fine.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
So, as you will have heard, such sad news about Chris Rea. You heard the news today. He sadly passed away at the age of 74. I mentioned this earlier on that, yeah, I think metaphorically, musically, he's been with us every Christmas, pretty much, all of us. And I know lots of people will know Chris Rea for Driving Home for Christmas, etc., and the whole Christmas thing. But for me, on a personal level, he's been part of my childhood because my dad has always been and has been a massive Chris Rea fan. Because my dad plays guitar. Chris Rea is a great guitarist. He's a great blues guitarist and had that kind of iconic red Stratocaster guitar and everything. So I've always felt kind of surrounded by his albums and his music and stuff since I was a kid. Particularly, you know, you used to do that thing when you're little and you sit in front of your dad's record collection. Probably less of a thing now, isn't it, the way it's gone? But you used to sit in front of the vinyl and pull out the albums and look at the covers and think, oh, what's all that about? And Chris Rea's albums always had really cool, unusual covers, like Wired to the Moon and Auberge and On the Beach and all that kind of stuff.
Auberge, incredible.
So many great songs, do you know what I mean?
So many great songs. I mean, obviously, here we are a few days away before Christmas, iconic for Driving Home for Christmas, and it's what everyone thinks about, but so many other songs. For many reasons, The Road to Hell is not a song you're going to hear played today for so many different reasons, but let's have on record, that's an incredible song.
Brilliant song.
Incredible song. On the Beach is one of the chilled sounds of any summer. Fool If You Think It's Over is a great song, by the way.
A soundtrack to my childhood.
But a kind of ITV chart show vibe, facts about Driving Home for Christmas. 1986. It wasn't a song that Chris Rea said he ever really wanted releasing. He'd written this Christmas song, and it was the record company said, no, we've got to get this out. He said it took him 5 to 10 minutes to write. He said some songs take ages. That took 5 to 10 minutes to write.
It's weird, though, isn't it? Because Noel Gallagher said a similar thing about Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Said some of the quickest ones are the best.
But true to the fact that he never really wanted to release it, he only sung it live for the first time in December 2014.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so glad that it was done because it is one of the greatest Christmas songs.
So we're going to play it for you now. Actually, I love the fact that he was on Shooting Stars as well.
Yeah.
With Reason More, which is just an incredible thing. So, look, we're going to play Driving Home for Christmas for you right now. This is going to go, you know, it's one home time show and you choose the playlist. This is going to go across all of the stations, whether it's 80s, 90s, country, whatever, but I think you'll understand. So sing along if you know the words.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Now, it's the shortest day of the year yesterday regarding daylight, so definitely not lawn season. And as you know, I am a lawn obsessive. Goodness knows what my lawn is going to look like, though, when lawn season comes round, because it's been a day of big news, what with Glenn on the breakfast show this morning. My news is I've gone and got a dog.
It's finally happened.
it's been something I've been thinking of doing for a long while, and it has finally happened. And Eddie, the golden retriever, came home over the weekend.
Please get another dog and call it Charles. That'd be so good, Charles and Eddie.
That'd be so good. Well, look, if it makes the behaviour and the care of the lawn better, I'd look into it. He's already weeding the cracks in the patio, so I'll take that. That's a positive. However, these little paws are already starting to dig holes in the garden. And as you know, your retrievers, those paws are only going to go and get bigger, so that's bigger holes. And then there is the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the wood laminate or the grass that is going to get stained first. I'm going to take tips. It's horrific.
The lawn, you're just going to have to just step away from that and write that off. Like, you know, your ideas of like a world-class lawn, they're done and dusted.
All of my greenkeeping expertise, my cricket pitches, my fancy stripes from a football pitch, I've hung it up until the spring.
You might as well get. Don't you have a metal sign that says "Please keep off the lawn"?
Yes,
you
I do.
Just chuck that in the bin.
Yeah, going up to household waste and looking for the whole heavy metal bit.
So it was his first night at the house last night, right?
Yes.
So how did he sleep?
I had five hours sleep. That's what you need to take from that.
Apparently, it's really brutal. Do you know what I mean? In the darker days of like little kids, and we've all been there. It's like that kind of sleep level.
I love him. But honestly, I think it was easier having a baby.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how is it? So you got Christmas, which will be fine. That's going to help a little bit.
Yeah, he's not having any pigs in blankets. I haven't got enough.
Not enough to go around.
Take it from one who knows, Rich. She says this text, golden retrievers like cows. They love ripping up turf, grass and mud. Your lawn will never recover. Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you very much.
And he hasn't even started on the toilet rolls yet. We've seen the adverts.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
We want to know whether you're done or not done for Christmas. And this can apply to a few different things. You might be done work-wise, that's fine. But have you got all the presents sorted? Have you got all the food bought? Let us know.
Now, you and I are obviously not done regarding work because we're here until Christmas Eve.
For you guys.
For you guys. However, are you done or not done regarding Christmas prep?
We went to the incredible Rayleigh Lanes Indoor Market over the weekend, so we're completely done.
That's amazing.
Went to the food hall across the road and we went to an indoor market. It's been a while since I've been to an indoor market. It was incredible. We got everything we needed.
Fantastic.
And I had a pie and mash as well.
Oh,
what a day that turned out to be. But it's not everyone who's feeling that way. Someone says, Nate says, no chance. I'm so bad at wrapping. Chocolate boxes look like TV aerials when I finish. Can't stare at them for more than one night. I'll start on Christmas Eve, says Nate. That's madness.
Chloe says, I started my Christmas shopping today. That's not how you were expecting it to go, was it?
Not at all.
She says, I have four teenage children to buy for. I've just been into a supermarket to grab the wrapping paper. This will go down to the wire.
Now, if she pulls that off, that will be incredible.
Yes.
And she's been, like, chilling whilst everyone else has been running around. But that will be a stressful Christmas Eve, I think. What about this from Joe in Wales? We're all done, but only because we have no Christmas tree up and we aren't wrapping presents, no turkey either. Just fillet steak. Merry Christmas.
Oof.
Just a fillet steak on Christmas Day. That is another area of this, is if you're doing something on Christmas Day that makes it all dead easy.
I think I'd have enough pigs in blankets if I was doing that. Caroline and Amelie, so not done. Had no kitchen for 11 weeks during 6 months of building work. Finally fitted it ourselves last week. Floor went in and now finally fitting the sink, currently putting the tree up and wondering who we haven't got presents for.
That's a lot going on in your life, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I can only imagine what a kitchen would look like if I fitted it. It'd be like that Grinch movie.
It would be no kitchen.
It would be no kitchen. Fair play to you. Adele's been on. She's not done officially, but luckily she works from home, so it's going to be fine. Very big confidence there.
Chugs says...
Oh, aye.
Alicante tomorrow. All well. Pizza for dinner, Christmas Day. It's all sorted by the way.
I've got an outside feeling that Chug has got a sovereign ring on his pinky finger. It's got that feeling. Beck says, crazy busy time for me. More like I want Christmas to be done already.
Oh.
Speaking of Grinches from earlier on there.
John in Whittam says, I'm double done.
Ooh.
Done from work since 4 p.m. and I've bought wrapped for 2 weeks now. I'm showing off.
I thought you were saying he's bought rats. I was like, what's going on? What's he got planned? Ginger Kel's been on. So they say, he or she, I'm not too... Kelly? Could be Kelly. They say, hello, lovely boys. I'm done with presents and
Windsor
food shopping.
Davis.
Oh, lovely boy. I'm done.
One for the kids.
There's one for the kids. Oh, 8.5 up, mum. But I am working until 5 p.m. Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas to you both. Inconclusive, but thanks for getting in touch.
Lee is in Sittingbourne and says, firstly, as an aside, as far as the pigs in blankets, depends on the size of the plate and how much space you have left on it. But I think 4 would be enough. He then goes on to say, I am done. Just my good lady Wendy's stocking to do.
There's a lot of innuendo in that entire text and I don't like it. There's no place for it on this show.
No, not a couple of days before Christmas and with traps for you to fall into.
It sounds like a local pantomime, okay? Stay out of trouble, you. Amy in Kent's been on. She says, I've been done since June when I took redundancy. Best decision I've ever made working in a doctor's surgery for 17 years. I feel like I got my life back. And now I have a whole Christmas off with my son Ollie and my mum and my dad and the family. Best feeling ever.
We are pleased for you, Amy.
Good on ya.
Dan says, if the Taste the Difference sprouts with bacon and chestnuts that go out of date on December the 22nd were different, I'd be done.
So I mentioned that we did our shopping in Rayleigh over the weekend in Essex. A lot of stuff we were picking up. We're having a check the best before date. So trying to sneak in stuff that goes off like on Christmas Day.
My turkey goes off on Boxing Day.
Again, another euphemism. I'm done with this.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Well, that is it for today's Daily Takeaway podcast. You probably thought, well, we're not going to get an update on whether Bush has found those headphones or not. I tell you what you're going to get an update on, though, and that is the plight of wired headphones.
Well, there's me saying I'm going to have wired headphones from now on because I'm too stupid and I keep losing my Bluetooth ones. Our youthful producer, Mr. Nicholas Harris, has chipped in with an incredible bit of intel for us. Nick, what's the scoop on this?
Wired headphones are making a comeback.
Wow. So how come, though? Because that's backwards technology, though, right?
All the A-listers are bringing them back. Like, Zendaya has been seen wearing them.
You on a daily basis, will have one headphone in with the wire down there. Is that, are you listening to, like, cricket scores? Are you fed up with us? Or is that just a fashion
a
thing?
A different radio show.
Different radio show.
Could be any of those three.
Thank you, Nick. Well, there's hope for me, at least, in the end.